Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The text is John the 20th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. And she said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first, and stooped to look in. He saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go. Then Simon Peter came following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. And he saw and believed. For as yet he did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Death stings, literally. On one hand, I hope that you never have to learn it firsthand, the hard way. On the other hand, maybe it would be good for us. Death is almost sanitized in our society. It happens in video games and movies. And when we do go to a funeral home, the body is prepared for us. It is rendered neatly dressed and beautiful, as beautiful as possible. The stench of death is kept as far away from us as possible. It wasn't possible 2,000 years ago. Do you remember when Jesus came to Lazarus' tomb and said, "Take away the stone"? Martha countered with a reminder that there would be an odor. That's an understatement. And that's why the women came to the tomb that morning, to bring spices, to mitigate the decay that they knew was coming. Except it wasn't coming. I wonder when they remembered the song, "For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let the Holy One see corruption." It must have been hard to remember what the last couple of years had been like, to think about the things Jesus taught them. The disciples and the women who supported them had committed everything to follow Jesus, and now they had lost their liberty. More than that, what drew the women to the tomb that morning was that they loved him. They loved him because he first loved us. Notice that I brought you into the conversation because he first loved you as well. And while it's not the same surprise for us, still, I invite you to look into the empty tomb. In the comfort of your living room or wherever else you may be listening to this, remember what that Friday must have been like. The terror, the disappointment, the fear. Yeah, the fear. What have we feared more than God? What have we chosen to trust more than the one who conquered death? Because we have. We have sinned against God in our thoughts, our words, and our actions. We have turned away from him into ourselves, into what would be a death spiral, except the tomb is empty. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Except that his blood was shed to wash away our sins. When Mary saw that the tomb was empty, she ran to get the disciples. She ran. She didn't really understand what had happened, not yet, but she knew it was urgent, so she ran. She told the disciples what she found, and Peter and John ran to the tomb. John went there first, looked in, and saw the tomb was empty. John paused, but Peter rushed straight in when he caught it. It was then that John went inside. It was then he saw and believed. John saw and believed. There was so much that would still happen that day. Jesus appeared at various times and places, most notably on the road to Emmaus, and his appearance to the disciples after that. In these events, the disciples began to understand that all the scripture was pointing to this time, the death and resurrection of the Christ. Jesus also gave them the Holy Spirit. What they saw, what they heard, what the Spirit revealed to them is now ours. Hold on to it. We celebrate Easter every year, and we need to. We must hold fast to the truth, even as the world, the devil, and our own flesh would distract us, even destroy us. So I invite you to look into the empty tomb every day in your studies and devotions. For the tomb is empty, and we shall follow Jesus to the cross, to the grave, and to the skies. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.